Hello, love, and welcome back to a very special episode of the Divine Feminine CEO. Now, what's special about today and this time of year? Well, today, June 21st, is the summer solstice. And this is the day of the year with the longest hours of daylight. So we have the most sun. It's the official start of summer, which is the season of growth and fullness and movement, the element of fire. And summer is really a time of abundance. From an earth-based perspective, we've had lots of rain in the spring, maybe not, depending on where you live. Here in Austin, Texas, it's been pretty dry. But theoretically, spring is the season of planting, of rain, of the plants beginning to sprout. And as we move out of the dark of winter and into spring, we move from this time of fallowness to a time of fertility. So spring is when we're seeding ideas, we're seeding desires and projects and things that we want to bring to life, sometimes in a very physical way. But summer isn't a time for seeding. Summer is a time for growth. The plants that we put into the ground several months ago are starting to bear fruit. If you have a garden over the summer, you're probably harvesting every day because things ripen so quickly in the sun. I know here in Texas, even produce that we buy from the market, it goes bad faster because it's so ripe. It's so ready to be picked. So here we are starting this official summer season, and we are moving into the full flow of abundance. And that means a few different things for you right now, especially if you are a woman who wears a lot of hats, who has big desires, or if you're a mom, has a lot of responsibilities. Because while summer is a season of growth and fullness and beginning to harvest, it's also a time where it's easy for us to get burnt out. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about how to work with the energies of summer and the summer solstice in a way that is supportive for you, how to leverage this fullness and this abundance. If you think of a cornucopia with fruit spilling out, that's the energy of summer that we're moving into. Things are ripe. And we're going to talk about how to do that in a way that allows you to feel really good about where you are at the end of summer and at the end of the year. Because one of the sneaky traps of being in a time of intensity, because summer is the season of intensity. And on this show, we talk a lot about the importance of moving through cycles of rest, like winter and fallowness, the new moon, and cycles of intensity, summer, the full moon. If you run a business, if you're launching a product, if your programs are in full flow, that's a time of intensity. After a launch, after a program, when you need respite, you need to think about what's coming next. That's a time of rest. So this, of course, does not mean that we don't rest during summer. In fact, sometimes we have to rest a little bit more, but the natural energies of this time of year make it a little bit harder. So I'm going to tell you a little story, and then we will talk about specific practices that you can leverage to work with the summer solstice and this season in a way that's going to be really, really effective for you. So, you know, sometimes I share tidbits and stories from my personal life. Sometimes I talk about Dan, my husband, but not a lot. But today I'll share a little bit about him because Dan is starting a new season of his career. He is looking at different options, and one of them is going to be starting a new company. Now, Dan's been an entrepreneur forever. He's done a lot of different things, but the opportunity that he's looking at now is a little bit different, and it's really, really exciting. And I'm not going to talk too much about this now because what he's working on is not public knowledge yet. So in a couple of months, I'll come back with an update and you'll get the whole story. But suffice it to say that we will need to make some changes as a family to support him in this new career endeavor. And at the moment, we're feeling like it's really the right thing for him to do. So initially, when he was coming to this decision, we sat down to figure out what to do, because in short, our current financial flow wasn't going to be matched by this new opportunity. And so we had to make some decisions about, well, what does this mean? Does he not go for it? Does he go for it and we leverage another asset? Do I fast track some things that I have going on for my business, but then there's a cost to Gideon because I'm not showing up as much for him? And to be honest, we got into a few arguments because this decision felt impossible to make. We were lost in the weeds, the tactics of what to do, and we stopped seeing the forest for the trees. So at that point, we took a step back and we were like, oh, right, summer solstice is coming up. We need to sit down and have a mid-year realignment meeting. Because the problem is, when you don't know at a very, very high level what is important to you, making minute decisions becomes really, really difficult because you end up focusing on the details instead of the big picture. So we sat down and we walked through this exercise that I'll teach you for the summer solstice. And we were able to come up with the four key themes that are really, really important to us for the next 6 to 12 months. And these are themes that we had touched on at the beginning of the year. But to be honest, because I ended up getting pregnant unexpectedly, we never really nailed them down. So we sat down, we had a meeting and asked some very high level questions that had nothing to do with Dan's career decision. They were questions about what's important to us. And the four themes that we came up with were around Gideon and, you know, helping him to regulate himself, helping him to be successful. There was one around nourishing our marriage because, you know, anytime you come off of a major trauma, there's family healing that needs to happen. There was one around kind of rebuilding a stable foundation, which again, after the last couple of years with pregnancy losses, with changes in work, is really necessary. And then the fourth pillar for us was around being happy. And by the time we got those four pillars down on paper, and it only took us maybe 30, 40 minutes to get there, it's not a long exercise, we immediately knew what to do. We decided that we're going to leverage one of our real estate assets so that we can enable Dan to potentially explore this opportunity. And in the context of the bigger picture, it was like, oh, well, of course that's the right path. But when we were stuck in the minutia, it didn't even occur to us that we could do that and that it might be the right time for us to do so. So this is the power of summer solstice, because summer solstice is a time to realign. Now, if you have been following me for a while, you may have participated in the January visioning journey that I lead every year. And if you're interested, I'll post a link to it in the show notes so that you can get on the waitlist for next year. It's a 4 to 6 week free guided journey that I send over email that has a bunch of facilitated prompts to guide you through this alignment exercise so that you can start your year with what you want in very clear detail. But here's the reality, my dear. A lot changes every quarter and certainly in 6 months. So when I think back to where I was on January 1st, I had certain goals that when I got pregnant and then lost the pregnancy, I just couldn't track towards those desires anymore. My life situation had completely changed. So coming back to summer solstice, some of those goals are the same, but some of them are actually pretty different. And the problem, if you come from a corporate environment, is that often when we set things like yearly planning goals, we're looking at a 12-month timeframe, New Year's resolutions, things that you want to do in a year. And that's a great starting point. But to assume that we have to continue to follow that same path without dynamically pivoting throughout the year is a very masculine approach. And remember, this podcast is the Divine Feminine CEO. So in the feminine, we're always operating on more of a spiral model. Now, when I teach business, I call this the listen, pause, pivot method. And it's this idea that we start at one point, we take a turn around the wheel, we pause, and then we pivot before we take that next turn around the wheel. And the same thing happens when we work with the natural energies of the earth. So where you are on January 1st, you need to check back in on February 1st and March 1st at the spring equinox. And then in summer, we really want to realign because this is the season where our energies are the highest, where the energies of the earth support the most expansion, the most growth, and the fullest expression of ourselves. So what is that? Where do you want to grow the rest of the year? When you think ahead to September, October, November, this harvest season before we wind down to complete the year, what do you want to be harvesting at that point? So the summer solstice, this very beginning of summer, is the perfect time to sit down and take that 50,000 foot view of your life so that you can move into this vibrant summer season, directing your life force to the right place. Because when you don't have clarity around what's really important to you, summer is the easiest time in the year to get distracted, to scatter your energies, to do all the things, the play dates, the pool parties, the family vacations, all the things. And often we find ourselves at the end of summer, totally depleted, without the energy to really harvest what was important to us. And instead of really moving two or three things forward in our life, we realize that we've wasted our energy trying to do 20. And we don't want to waste your energy. You don't have a surplus of time or energy. So let's talk about a practice to help you make sure that you're sending your energy towards the right stuff so that you don't burn out and that you don't end up somewhere that you really don't want to be at the end of the summer. So I'm going to share a really simple practice that I learned from my mentor, Christina Rylo, years and years ago. And you can follow her. She has a great podcast called Feminine Power Time. And I think she leads an extensive summer solstice ritual every year. But at a very basic level, this is a time to look at the major realms of your life and distill all the things that you could do, all the things that you want to do down into your key priorities, your life force focuses, as Christine likes to call them. And the three areas of your life, of course, are your relationships. So your partner, your kids, your friends, your sacred work, which is, it can be your career, or it can also be the work that you feel called to do, even if you haven't turned it into a business yet. And then your foundation. And that includes your health, your wealth, and your spiritual growth. And these are the three realms of your life. Now, when I teach business, one of the things that we talk about is this example of the wobbly stool. And the idea is that each of these pillars is a leg of a stool. And I can't remember whether I learned this metaphor from Christine or if this was something that I came up with. She's a very wise woman. I highly recommend you check her out. But the idea here is that when you have a three-legged stool, when one of the legs is short, it wobbles. Now, in our life, the reality is that it's always a different leg that's wobbling. So to move through life feeling nourished, progressing towards our goals, and without burning out, we have to engage in this dynamic dance where we're always responding and rebalancing the leg that is shortest. So when it comes to summer solstice, you can sit down with a journal and a pen and inquiry on each of these three areas. And if you did go through the January visioning journey, you can take a look at where you ended with that and what your life force focuses were at that time. But when you look at your life now, what are all the things that you want to do for the rest of the year? What are all the things that you want to be at the end of the year? And what are all the things that you would like to have? And these can be physical things like, I want a beautiful, sparkly crystal. Or they can be intangible things like, I want to have deeper intimacy in my marriage, or I want to have more fun with my kids after school. And you can be expansive because summer is the time of being expansive. Now, when it comes to your sacred work, this might take the form of projects. So this is where we can get very caught up in summer because the energies of the earth are really encouraging us to do. They're encouraging us to expand. So for me, I have a new offering that I'm working on that I want to get out the door and I'd like to fill it once or twice this summer. And I have a new quiz that I want to create. And I also want to go on a whole bunch of other podcasts to weave my wisdom for women that aren't in this audience. And I could name five other things that I want to do. Now, the reality is I cannot do all of those things. I cannot put a big push on doing a podcast tour until this offering is done because it will split my focus and I'll do a subpar job at each. I really want to create this quiz, but again, it's lower down in the list of priorities. So when it comes to the summer solstice, this is a time for us to get very strategic. And at the beginning of the year, it's easy for our priorities to be a bit more vague because we don't actually know what shape the year is going to take. By the time summer has happened, you can reflect back on everything you have done. So make a big long list of what you've already accomplished this year. Who are you now that you weren't on January 1st? What have you done that was just in your mind in the winter? And as you look at what you've already accomplished, are there areas, are there themes that you feel could be cohered or grown into something that will give you more reward? So for example, Dan and I started using a parenting method called the nurtured heart approach with Gideon back in the spring. And it has worked phenomenally well. It has required a massive amount of reparenting for ourselves and nervous system regulation and growth. And for a while, we were investing in a parenting coach. And now we've kind of mastered that foundation. Like that is a huge accomplishment that we've had. But as we look ahead to the rest of the year, our goals with Gideon are morphing from let's really solidify his self-regulation skills to let's work on building resilience and grit. And so one of our focuses for Gideon this summer is around exposing him to experiences, leveraging the foundation we've built where he can now regulate his nervous system and we have this common language so that he can really build confidence in his capabilities. And so a perfect example of that is we took him to a bike riding class this weekend and he fell off and he scraped his arm. And we had a huge win because we coached him through taking a break, having a good cry, nourishing his system, and then getting back on the bike. And by the end, he was so proud. But to be honest, it took a lot out of me and out of Dan, because we really had to stay centered for him. So that's a perfect example of how by reflecting on what you already accomplished, you can start to get more specific at this time of year around how to really grow what you've already planted. Because by the end of the year, a huge win for me would be that Gideon is fully confident, massively resilient, and completely capable of self-regulation. Now, at the beginning of the year, I'm not even sure that I would have thought that goal was possible. So summer solstice allows you to check in, and there will be areas of your life where you're farther ahead than you thought you would be. And there will be areas that you maybe haven't tackled that you hoped you would bring to life. And there might even be new stuff that's popped up. So take a look at those three areas, your relationships, your sacred work, and your foundation. And get very thoughtful about what it is that's really important to you for each. And often, it's not starting a new project. Typically, it's devoting your life force to projects that are already in flow, or maybe going to the next level with something. So if you've been ideating starting a business the first half of the year, well, summer might be the time where you're like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to start this thing. And by the end of the summer, I'm going to have a client or I'm going to have filled my first program so that by the end of the year, I have line of sight to consistent income. So that maybe your yearly theme is from idea to income. Now, at the beginning of the year, when you were just ideating the business, it might not have occurred to you that getting to consistent income would even be possible. But by checking in at summer solstice, you can assess what you're ready for and how you want to focus. And I really don't recommend picking more than one focus area per realm. So one for relationships, one for sacred work, and one for foundation. So I know that for me, and you know, even as I say that, I'm like, well, sometimes I do have two. Like I definitely have foundation goals around income and wealth and where I want that to be by the end of the year. And I also have goals around my health because I'm continuing to move through recovering from my pregnancy loss. And then similarly for relationships, I have my goal with Gideon, and then Dan and I have goals for our marriage as well. So that's okay. But once you have your priorities, the next question to ask yourself is, do I have the capacity to address all of these? And if your gut response is no, you need to make a list of all the resources you will require to deliver on that priority. What support do you need? Because summer is not just about setting goals and going after them in the fullness of yourself. It's also a time for collaboration and being in community and receiving. And we're going to be talking a lot about receiving on the podcast. And this is actually what the new circle I'm opening up is all about. It's about our capacity to receive and how it impacts our ability to manifest, our ability to call in money in a business, our ability to build vitality in our body, which is very important during summer, especially if you are working hard to achieve some goals. So this is the time, my love. It's the time to really consider, what is it that you need? What do you need to receive this summer to meet your desires? Because you are not an unlimited battery. I call my son the Energizer Bunny sometimes, if you remember that commercial from the 90s, because he seems to never run out of energy. But for most of us adults and mamas, that is no longer the case. And the truth is, my dear, while summer is very intense, it's actually more intense at the beginning of fall, because that is the time where we have this last burst of energy to harvest all the crops before the cold sets in. So we want to get to the end of summer with enough energy to actually finish what you're putting in flight this summer. And that's where receiving comes in. And there are a few pieces to this. Part of receiving is knowing what you need and being okay with asking for help, whether that's asking your partner to cook dinner so you can go take a bath, whether it is asking for co-creation, for a collaborator to help you with your business. Maybe you're hiring someone, maybe you're partnering with a sister, like in one of the sister mind sessions that I hold within my business program, so that you're getting some help for free. Maybe you need to hire some housekeeping help. Maybe you're going to get together with a friend and do meal prep on the weekends so that you can take turns watching kids and also do your cooking. There are a lot of different ways to call in the support that we need, but step one is asking yourself the question. The other piece of receiving is nourishing your body and nourishing your nervous system. Now, if you have kids, you're probably familiar with the term wired and tired. And this is when our adrenal glands get stressed out. It's where we push ourselves to the point where we lie down to sleep and we're exhausted, but your body will not settle. And you literally cannot fall asleep. And you're lying there in bed agonizing because you're like, I'm going to be more exhausted tomorrow. How do I get to sleep? This is a sign that your nervous system has been pushed too hard. And I've done a bunch of podcast episodes on this recently. So go listen to some of the ones on your nervous system so you can understand why. But this is really important during the summer, because if you're going to be going after your goals, if you are going to be playing big, you also need to be receiving big. And guess what? There's a little added bonus here. When you allow yourself to receive big in terms of nourishment, you also receive big money as an entrepreneur. I will repeat that again. When you nourish yourself, you also receive more money. And the reason for this is that your vessel, your receiving vessel, which I like to think of as the womb, it is our sacral center. It is literally the physical and energetic part of our body that is designed to receive, create, and birth. Whether that is a kid or a business or a transformation for your marriage, your sacral center drives all of that because it's where conception, growth, and birth takes place. So if your receiving vessel is not open, nothing can go in. And that's true for money, it's true for energy, and it's true for inspiration. When you start to open your receiving vessel, your womb, your sacral center, let's say you just open it to receive some help from your partner with making dinner every night. The act of receiving opens your energetic womb to the point where you can call in money more easily as well. Now, if you're listening to this and going, no way, that's definitely not a thing, I assure you, my dear, it is. Because from an energetic standpoint, there is really no difference energetically. Abundance is the same frequency no matter what realm of your life it occurs in. So if you are receiving an abundance of sleep, you can turn that into an abundance of money. If you are receiving an abundance of amazing sex, you can turn that into an abundance of support for your kids. Your ability to call stuff in and manifest has more to do with your capacity to receive that bigness than it does with the specific thing you're trying to call in. And I've seen this for myself over and over again, because 3 out of the 4 times that I've gotten pregnant, it's been during summer when the energies have been high. And it's also been when I've been making a lot of money. The last 2 times that I've gotten pregnant has been when I've been calling in a lot of money in my business, because my vessel has been open to receiving and I've been solidly embodying that frequency of abundance. So while it might seem like a small thing, as you're looking at your priorities for the rest of the year, to then ask yourself the question, what do I need to receive to make this happen? The simple act of asking the question will shift everything for you, because it opens you to receive. Now, there's a whole methodology around how we do this. There are inquiries and practices that are simple and beautiful and powerful, and that's what we're going to be doing in this circle that I'm putting together. So if you are someone who has big goals for the rest of the year and who wants to call big stuff in, whether that's energy and physical health, like you want to feel good, you want to get to a certain point in your yoga practice, or maybe it's sleep, like you want to finally catch up on the sleep that you've been missing ever since you had your last child, or maybe you have a big business goal and you really want to call in a certain amount of money by the end of the year. Your capacity to receive is the biggest determining factor in your success. It's not actually your effort. It's not how hard you work. Because remember, if you don't have the juice to do the work, you're going to burn out and you won't get there. So this is the paradox of summer. Summer is filled with all of these amazing energies that really foster manifestation and growth and moving into whatever it is that you want to be. But the flip side of that is that the doing of that, the execution, requires a lot of energy. And you can pour that energy in through receiving and through tuning in with, like, what does your body need? What does your business need? What does your life need to make this all happen? Because you are not a robot. You do not have unlimited capacity. And you are worthy of receiving support. So if that's something that resonates with you, pop into the show notes and click the link for my circle that's coming up. I haven't named it yet, so I'll probably put it in the show notes as, like, receiving circle. I will come up with a better name, I promise. But that's what we're going to be doing this summer. We are going to be strengthening your receiving muscles so that you can get really crisp clarity around what it is you want to do the rest of the year. And you can actually call it in without burning out, without upsetting your partner, without sacrificing your connection to your kids, and without getting off track. So if you do anything on today's summer solstice, take a little time to yourself to tune in to what's really important to you in the realm of your relationships, in the realm of your sacred work, and the realm of your health, wealth, and spiritual growth. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? And can you distill that down to like the essential three things that on December 31st, if you've got them, you're going to be thrilled. And then ask yourself the question, what do I actually need to call this in? Do I need some help? Chances are the answer is yes. I have yet to meet a woman who does not need help in some aspect of her life. So figure out what that is. And if you'd like some help to actually receive that, to actually call it in so that you can hit your goals easily, joyfully, with magic and miracles that you never thought could happen, click the link to join my circle. Since using these receiving practices myself, I have had all sorts of wacky, amazing things happen to me, from a client who came to me asking to do really deep divine feminine work, which I had never advertised, but she was like, this is what I want. Can we do this? Just came out of nowhere. That was great. To winning $500 in a raffle that my husband and I entered, like of the two things that we really wanted. To, you know, some really good luck coming my husband's way. And I'm not cleared to talk about it quite yet, but I will at the end of the summer. So it's amazing what can happen when you shift your capacity to receive, when you really open up that vessel so that you can call in what you want and hold it. Check out the link below and I'll give you some more juicy details. For now, my love, enjoy this summer solstice. Go eat some delicious, yummy peaches or summer fruits. Indulge in the ripeness of the season. And as you do, really be present with that sweetness. See if you can get really super present with the moment, feeling it, noticing what's juicy about it, and then taking that energy into yourself. Because that right there is a very simple but powerful receiving practice that will allow you to call more of that sweetness and abundance in. So if you're curious and you'd like more of that and you think it might dramatically shift things for you, click on the link below and I'll send you some more details. All my love, and we will talk to you soon.